This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Mitch Tischler of Monumental Sports to get things going. Mitch was out at today's festivities, the Commanders with a scrimmage in Ashburn. Mitch, the offense, my goodness, they had a rough day against the first team defense.
They did, but a lot of things in life, when one side is good, the other side is bad. And I choose to look at it as a glass half full. The defense looked really good today. Clearly, part of that is Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown not being out there. But the defensive line really got after the quarterback today. And I think, you know, some of the offensive struggles we have to take into account, that Jaden Daniels isn't rushing out of the pocket. He's not, you know, breaking outside contain and making plays with his arms and legs. You know, he had one run today that was pretty good. But I think you're seeing a quarterback who's working on being more comfortable in the pocket, more comfortable working through his progressions. And we know the athleticism that he has. And, you know, he doesn't have to show it in training camp for us to believe that come September 7th, he's going to be ready to go with it.
Do they have enough weaponry on offense with or without Terry McLaurin?
I mean, with Terry, absolutely, yes. Without Terry, I think it brings a lot of questions into play. I mean, we're less than a month from the first preseason game, from the first regular season game, and we haven't seen Noah Brown go through multiple practices in a row. And I think that has to start being concerning at some point, and maybe he's on the same program as Terry, where you can roll him in, you know, 10 days before the start of the season and he'll be ready to go. But the biggest concern with Terry not being there right now is kind of the domino effect across the rest of the wide receivers. You know, you're forcing Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane to line up on the outside and try and win in those situations. And quite frankly, both of those guys, at least at this point in their careers, are more suited to the slot position. And I think, you know, Debo Samuel teams aren't rolling coverages towards Debo right now in training camp. The team's not practicing doing that sort of thing. So you're getting kind of straight up coverage across the board. Now, when we get to the regular season, if we're still in the same scenario, I think you're going to see teams do to Debo what they've done to Terry in the past. And maybe Jalen Lane and his speed and quickness, you know, will work a little better, you know, not having to deal with both safety and corner at the same time. But you know, this offense, I think, looks dramatically different if Terry McLaurin isn't in it. And I think, you know, it's going to put that much more pressure on Cliff Kingsbury to scheme up some stuff. And ultimately, I think it puts more pressure on the run game as well, because teams aren't scared about that over-the-top receiver, because there's not really a guy out there that's proven that they can stretch a field vertically.
Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports on Grant and Danny. Mitch, you've been very candid about being frustrated with the McLaurin situation and kind of how we got here. It's now August 12th. He was down on the practice field for the first time today, standing on the sideline in a hoodie, watching. I mean, do you feel like that in any way is a positive sign?
Not really. It was certainly nice to see him and Adam Peters talk. It's good to know that they can be cordial with each other. I think him being on the sideline today is a function of the first time that they've had a practice without fans since Terry McLaurin left his holdout to hold in. You know, you hear the players and the coaches talk about it. They understand the business. They talk about it. He's in meetings. He's working out with them. He's doing side work, all the different things. If there's 5,000 fans there and Terry McLaurin walks out during practice, it's going to be a distraction. And I give Terry credit for not creating the rest of his teammates. Today, I think, you know, the combination of this burgundy and gold scrimmage with, you know, kind of juices being amped up a little bit, you know, probably Terry wanted to go out there and watch it. But I think mostly it's because fans weren't there. And I think as we move forward between, you know, now and the start of the season or now and whenever Terry figures out what's happening with him, I imagine we'll see him on the sidelines, you know, taking it in, watching what's happening and kind of being up close and personal with it all.
So, Mitch, here's where I'm at. I am not angry at Terry McLaurin at all. I want to be very clear about that. I have no ill will. I get it. Get what you can get. It's a limited window type deal. But I'm now starting to look at my watch where I go, okay, enough's enough. We got to do this season, right? And if something happens where he's, you know, not in game shape and doesn't have the reps and there's a soft tissue injury and this year kind of gets derailed because he didn't report and show up and do the football, I understand you're disgruntled and not thrilled about your contract. I have empathy for that. But you also kind of owe everybody a season at some point, right? So I guess what I'm saying is I'm now approaching that time where I almost like would talk to my kids and go, you've said your piece, now it's time to brush your teeth. You see what I'm saying? Like, is there a time like that for you where you kind of would go, okay, Terry, you made your point, now you got to show up and play football. Does that ever come across for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we hear players talk about it all the time. You know, there's a difference between football shape and just being in good shape. And part of it is the stresses of, you know, running plays, quick cuts, all the different things that you do on a football field. You can practice all that, but when it becomes a dynamic thing and someone's forcing you to do it, you know, when not at your will, certainly those soft tissue injuries and whatnot become an issue. And, you know, I think we're starting to get close to that time. It's a delicate balance because you look at, you know, Rashawn Slater is the tackle out in L.A. for the Chargers. Mm-hmm. He signed a four-year, $100-plus million deal. 3 days later, blew out his patella tendon. If he didn't sign that deal before blowing out his patella tendon, when he comes back from that injury next year, you better believe the team is going to would have used that injury against him in terms of, you know, money that he's owed. So I understand from Terry's side not wanting to risk that side of things.
Right.
But we're also in a situation where he's got to go out and play well to earn, if they decide to play super hardball with him and not give him any sort of extension, he's got to go out and play well if he wants to earn a contract next offseason. So it's a delicate balance. I mean, you know, the good side of it is that Terry has proven to be a very durable player, and he and Jaden clearly already have a good connection. He's in the meetings. He's hanging out with the guys. They still have that rapport. But, yeah, at some point soon, I'd say in the next 10 to 15 days or so, it would feel super late if it's any time after that for him to get back out on the practice field.
Yeah, 10 to 15 would be worrying me. Mitch, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. Check them out. Monumental Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.